Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 17th annual Warren Haynes Christmas Tree Jam here off WNCW. Broadcasting live from the historic Orange Field in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. Scheduled to perform this evening, Driving and Crying, Chess Boxer, Love Cannon, Marcus King Band, Ashes and Dust, and our most gracious host, Warren Haynes. Now let's go up to the stage with WNCW Music Director, Martin Anderson.
Hey, good evening, Orange Field. Good evening, Asheville. Good everyone listening in WNCW land. How are we doing tonight? Huh? All right. This is kind of the kickoff to the holiday season, isn't it? It is Christmas time here because it's Christmas Jam weekend. The Jam by Day events are going to be fun. They've been fun all day today. If you guys go out today, check out the Jam by Day. Yep. And hopefully you'll check it out tomorrow, and a lot of folks will be there for the sold-out jam tomorrow night. Tonight, we've got a really interesting lineup, as you heard Dennis say there, a nice kind of bluegrass acoustic Appalachian feel. This man here, Warren, knows about that. He's a native of Asheville. He's got a great lineup of some folks that you have heard before and not heard before, I think, and one great blues artist out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, or thereabouts, that we look forward to telling you about, Mr. Marcus King. But first, the host, the man who's here to play you some great tunes, to bring a lot of great friends like he has, please give a warm welcome here to the Free Jam to Warren Haynes.
How's everybody doing?
These words were found.
much. How you doing out there? Everybody feeling good? We have a long night ahead of us, and an even longer night ahead of us tomorrow. Thanks for coming early. I think you'll be glad you did. We have some surprises tonight. That's always good.
Oh, when you let me be.
Asheville and my influences growing up, and a lot of the people that I studied songwriting under, influences like Larry Rhodes and Ray Sisk and Malcolm Hogan and Billy Ed Wheeler, and people, some of which are part of this Christmas Jam by Day experience here, some are playing tomorrow. I used to go, when I was a kid, to sneak in these folk clubs and hear these bluegrass musicians and folk musicians, and it had a big impact on me that stayed with me. And when I was making this record, I wanted to kind of bring that into the fold.
Yeah. You struck a great balance of your love for songwriting and telling a story with also just jamming out. I mean, you got some nice, long, juicy tunes on this album. It's great. You don't
want to shy. And it's nice, I think, even though they're story songs and the record is more about the songs, there's still a lot of jamming, and it was fun to go in the studio and figure out ways to stretch them out and kind of not just leave them where they were.
And in other music news, you will be jamming with your boys in Government Mule for New Year's Eve once again. A couple nights there, I think, at the Beacon in New York.
The Beacon, we're doing the 30th and the 31st. And then this year's theme, I think a lot of people have figured out it's a Watkins Glen theme. So we're going to be doing, on the 31st, we're going to be doing three sets, one set of Grateful Dead music, one set. One set of the band music and one set of Allman Brothers music. Can y'all hear me out there?
On the radio too. So you got the theme of music here, of course, the weekend. I mean, this Christmas Jam thing now in its 27th year, it has taken over Asheville. Lots of other great events going on throughout the weekend. I feel like this event has spawned so much. It's grown to the Jam by Day events that are happening at the Asheville Music Hall and the One Stop, Jack in the Wood. A Satellite Gallery has a great visual art display, and it's, I forget how many years it's been taking part. And then all these other great events too. So music is, of course, the theme. But philanthropy is a theme too, and we would all love to thank you once again for your great generosity with the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you. I always tell people that for musicians, it's easy to give back because we're just doing what we love to do. We're playing music and turning it into building houses for people that can't afford homes. So we're going to be playing music anyway. We might as well do something constructive.
Amen. And we're going to talk with someone with Asheville Habitat after a couple sets and stuff and get to know what they've been up to. But you were there helping to raise the wall today for the latest house to be raised up on Soulshine Court here in town here. And it was a wonderful thing. Habitat for Humanity was kind of in the news earlier this week, Warren. What good news it was that our former president, Jimmy Carter, who's been diagnosed with brain cancer and it seemed kind of inoperable, it was almost like miraculous news, this Sunday, that he's totally free of cancer. And he's back out. And up the next month, Norman Jorgens, the Habitat. So
Well, most people know I'm a big Jimmy Carter fan. That's one of the things that led me to Habitat in the first place. And I guess that's an indication of what good clean living will do for me.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of other politicians with non-political and humble beginnings, you were here a few months ago to play with a whole bunch of Astro musicians for a little fundraiser event, and that seemed to come to fruition just a few weeks ago. Your brother, Brian Haynes, was just elected and sworn in a few days ago as a city councilor for the city of Astro.
I'm very proud of my brother, Brian. He'll make a wonderful city councilman. He has his heart's in the right place, and he's born and raised in Asheville, so he'll do the right thing.
The Z-Man, Warren Haynes, solo acoustic. Warren Haynes, annual Christmas pre-jam, The Orange Peel. Asheville, North Carolina, 12/11/2015. FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Sound Devices 722, approximately 35 feet from stage, 6.5 feet in the air, in the sweet spot, for show number 256 of 2015. Dedicate tonight's recording, we lost a brother, Clay Brennecke, now in South Carolina. Rest in peace, brother, you will be missed.